one for Taisi Midanayil. Let's turn it out from both of them together. Tomorrow says, they've learned out Kabbalah from Shkita and Tariqa. Any question here, the other one will be Tachiyach. So Chura, I should learn out Kabbalah from both of them. Tomorrow says, no, that will be true in Cain and so. L'yemma b'zrika. The Pasuk did not have to say Zrika Chutzichayif. And rather, the Taisi Midanayil, I would learn out from Shkita. Because if you could learn out, the Torah did not have to write an extra pasuk for Zrika. Let me learn out Zrika of Chutz Chayiv from Ivanayu, from Shkit, and from Halo. Mor says, the Taisen of Shkit, what do you got from Ivanayu for? Stam? Why don't you stam learn out Zrika from Shkit? No. Mal Shkit is Shkene, Telestal Shemesh, as we said before, Pesach. By Chon Pesach, the Pesach Aloko, the Shkha Shkit, Yafiv Mechavim, the Shem Eichlin. And that's what people are getting from it. So it's okay, but taste in Allah. Why can't I learn out Zrika directly from Allah Chutz? Someone says, no, Mal Allah Shekhen Yeshta B'mincha. Allah applies even by a mincha to something to burn. My Shekhen Shkita and Zrika does not apply to a mincha. So I cannot learn out Shkita from Allah. So it's okay, but taste in Mivinayu still. Let me learn out Zrika from both Shkita and Allah. How come a Torah has to write special Zrika? The reason why the Torah says special, an extra ribui, that Yechayi for Zrika Chutz, Lameyma comes teach us to Layasim Ibnayu, that you cannot learn out other avodas from Shkita from Halo. That's why the Prospect has to say specially Zrika, but only Zrika Yechayi, and not for Kabbalah. For Kabbalah Bakut Yepotu. Omer Rabbi Avuah, Avuah says like this, Omer Rabbi Avuah, Shochat Zizorak. The Dibur Rabbi Shmuel Chayiv Achas. The Emesha Shchita and Zrika Bachutz. According to Rabbi Shmuel, Yoni Chayiv One. Like he says, according to Rabbi Shmuel, the Nafkulei Zrikas Midam Yishofech, Biyonah Shal Shchita, is Ena Chayiv Achas, Yoni Chayiv One, the Chad Koris, the Chad Lavu. Like the Lavu Zrika is Mamish Nichlal in the Shchita. Therefore, the Emesha Shchita and Zrika Bachutz, it only be Chayiv according to Rabbi Shmuel. But the Divrei of Akiva, Chayiv Shtayim, according to the Chiv, you'd be Chayiv too. Rashi says that Akiva Nafkalei, Mi'oi Zevach, the Tiv Gabi Halo, that the Rebu for Zrika says by Halo, the middle of your maker Zrika Chutz, and the Shkita Chutz, you'd be Chayiv too. It's like two separate laws, two separate Chiv Chavis. Now, Abayi Ram Abayi says like this, no, Afilu Le Divrei of Akiva, or that even according to the Akiva, they learn out Zrika from Halo, and a chayiv achas. If you make a shchita and a zrika smachut, you only be chayiv once. Why? The Yomel for the Pesach says, Shom Tase. They used to do it, like we said, learn out, Halor Tazar Avoidis, is a kosher of Asom Lekulim Avoid Achas. Therefore, if you make a zrika and a shchita, you only be chayiv one. Rashi says, Shom Tase, Shom Tase, Hizku Halor Levada, Rasha Klolo. The Asiya Sach is a main word, Le Chayiv Akud al Achoda. The only Chayiv one. That's what Rabbi would say. Even according to the Kiva, that the Limud for Zrika from Halo, not from Shkita, if you make a Shkita and a Zrika Bachut, you don't need the Chayiv one. Now, what's going to be Zorak for Holo Vehelo? Let's say a Kohen or anybody made a Zrika Bachut, and he made Halor's chutz. The shchita was done inside, now he made the zrika outside and he burnt it outside. So this is Rabbi Shmuel, according to Rabbi Shmuel, that zrika learned out from shchita, not from Halor, then chayiv shtayim, and even chayiv two chatoyis. One is a lav from shchita, zrika learned out from shchita, and Halor you chayiv myself. For the different Rabbi Kiva, that you learn out zrika from Halor, and a chayiv alachas, you only chayiv one chatis, because the limut from zrika is from Halo. Abayi Ram Abayi says no. Afilu Divrei Rabbi Akiva. Even according to Rabbi Akiva over here, when you make a zrika in Halo, Halo for three chayiv shtayim, you chayiv twice. Why? Lohochi paginu kro. That's what the pasuk says. Two things like shom tala, the shom tasa. Just to say, when you make Halo and then you make something else with it, you chayiv twice. That's the double lashon of shom tala, the shom tala, the shom tasa. that for the Halor you chayiv one, and for the Asiyah, there's no Sira. Before, when you made the Zrika and the Shita, that's the only chayiv one. But over here, when you make the Halor and the Zrika, Halor has a love by, or to manage by itself. That's the Shamtala. And the Shamtas of learning out are the things also. Therefore, according to Abaya says, even according to the Kiva, it'd be chayiv twice. And the Lord just stands off. What's going to be Zorak v'halor? Let's say he made it Shochat. I mean, Shochat v'Zorak v'halor. Let's say this person did all three things outside. He made a Shita Kut. Then he made a Zrika Kut and a Lord Kut. So there we are. Kul Chayiv Shtayim. According to everybody, about the Chayiv twice. Like, not more. In other words, you Chayiv for the Shita and for the Halor. But for the Zrika v'monoshoch. Either you learn out the Zrika from Shita or from Halor. From a monoshoch, when you do all three together, you only chayiv two chatzos to shai gei, and not three. Tell the Gemara stuff like this. Tana Rabbanim. Shal ha yigoris here, but we have the gifts in Drakasra, b'machne yochel ha-shechet eilu b'dorim yechayiv. Question is, what exactly is considered shchut echut? Let's say you have a korban eilu, that the shchit is supposed to be on the tzofen side of Yazorah. Let's say you take the animal over to the dorim side, and you shecht it there, maybe yechayiv. Tamalem, this person says, no, I'm a chutzla machne. It has to be outside the machne, outside the Azoro, is the Yisra Shkut Echut. So not in the Azoro itself. The Sergumar says, Yochel, I would have thought to say, chutz lusholosh machne. Maybe only chai is a Shkut Echut, if you shecht it outside all three machne. On this Tamalem, the person says, O Yez Ba Machne, that no, that, well, so here, so we have, Minayin Af Machne, Ziyat Tamalem Machne, either machne, the mashma, as long as it's outside one machne, yichayiv. The Gemara says, either machne, the dashna word machne, yochel maybe even a shechet over bedorim yichayiv. Maybe take the shech the korban oila, you take it from southern side to dorim side, maybe yichayiv shkut echut. Talmud neimer no, oi el michutz machne. It has to be chutz machne. Machutz machne miyuchod shein royal mishchit of kotchim. Or the shchita of kol zevach, that where the chi of shchut echut, only the shecht outside the azara, to have a chlal, it's not fit there for any korban, not for korban kodesh kadoshim, not for korban kodesh kalim. But yot v'dorim, it goes out of this isra, if you just take your korban erim and shecht on the dorim side of the azara, shah falpi yishen ro the shchita of kodesh kadoshim, even though the maisa dorim is not fit for shchita of kodesh kadoshim. But I'll call upon him royal the shchit of kachim kalim. It's fit to have a shchit of kachim kalim. So therefore, this mokum is not a mokum of an isra shute chut. Now the Gemara says, Oma ulom ha shechet al gagoy shel heichol chayiv. What's going to be to take a korban and shecht it on top of the roof of the heichol? Yichayiv, that's called shute chut. Hayu v'yein royal the shchit of kozevach, because it's possible no shchit of kosher on top of the roof. Even Kochim Kalim is possible there. So therefore, since it's not a mokum for Shchitas Kochim, there'll be the Yisra Shchut Echut. Mas, Kivlo, Rav, Rav, he has the question, in Kenya, so, Nicht of Krolot, the Pesach say, Nichutz Lamachne, Oloi Boyi, El Pesach Oyo Moyit. That's the Pesach just say, anytime you shecht outside the Machne means, outside a mokum, that's fit to make the Shchitas Kochim. What does the Pesach have to say, El Pesach Oyo Moyit, Lohizil? What's the pasuk for? El pesach omer normally, so chur lav lemuti gagoy. Doesn't it come to exclude that you shecht a gagoy, you potter? Rashi says, because the hochi mashma, this is the way it's mashma, shlo yeviyo le pesach oyer moyed. You did not bring it to the pesach oyer moyed. Yotze ze, sheviyo la zoro. But here, no, you did bring it into the azoro. Because then you took it up to the top of the roof, but since it was brought into the azoro, maybe there's no psul of shchut echut. So if you're saying Yechai Shchut Echut, what do we need the Pesach of Pesach Oy Merit for? Tomorrow it says, Tadul L'Rova, according to Rova, and came as so, Nichta, let the Pesach write, El Pesach Oy Yemayit Vamachna. Nechut Vamachna Lomali, so let the Pesach just say, El Pesach Oy Yemayit, Mashma has to bring inside, and if it's outside, you're over the Averam. What does that have to say, Bechlal, El Pesach Oy Yemayit? Lav Lasuye Gagoy. When it says the word Chutz L'machne, doesn't it come to include Gagoy? That even if you make the Shchita on top of the roof of the Echol, also he would be Chayiv. Chutz L'Stila, the Kashan Rava.
Gemara says no. Amarav Mori Lashli, it could become secluded like this. Kula Bifnim V'Tzavara Bachutz. That with the whole animal is inside Yazara, just the neck is outside, and you make the Shkita outside, then in that case it's like a Chayiv. Gemara asks the question, Chur Pshita, Tzavara Bachutz Pshita, am I Kapit Rachmona Pshita, or Shkita Bachutz Chur Pshita Bichayiv in such a case? Even though rover the animal is inside, but the Ikarak for that prayer is the Shkita. And the Shkita is then outside of Adi Bichayiv. Hell or rather, let's see, comes to include like the other way. Kula Bachut, where the whole animal is outside. The Tzavor Bifnin, and just the neck, the Mokum HaShkita is inside the Azara. That's the Chiddush. That since Lamaisa Roiz of the animal is outside, there'll be a Nista Shkut Echut. Then, clearly, about the Din of Agagoy, it's not clear what will be the Din if you shechted Agagoy. So, Nechrami, Ulu is the one that said, if you shechted Agagoy, Yechai, Agag Hecha Yechayiv, so clearly we don't have a proof. The opposite for Keret Framula. Tellus Morris says, Itmul, let like this. Hamala Bismanazir. What's going to be if somebody has a korban today and he shechts it or he burns it outside? He burns it, we have no Beit Hamikdash today. What's the loch? Is he chayav korus or not? Rabbi Yechonon Omer chayav, yes, he's chayav korus. It's considered royal lepnim today. Rashi Lakish Shama Potter, no, it's not called royal lepnim today, familiar to Potter. Rabbi Yechonon Omer chayav, says, you make a shkut echut for Allah, shkut today, chayav. Wine, kedusha rishayno, kitcha l'shayta v'kitcha l'osu l'ovoyin. The first kedusha we had on the base of Migdash, it was Kodesh then, and the kedusha is still here, so the kids are still considered like you have the kedusha's base of Migdash here. The melech chozer l'pnim, the korban is fit to be brought today inside, yes, if you bring it outside, yechayiv, the v'yanissa shchut echut, hafilu b'zman hazeh. Alright, let's turn over, we'll continue on the other side. Well, Rashi says, what's the pshat for namala b'zman hazeh that yechayiv? That Rabbi Yochanan says, Kishlof Lovoi, Rashi the heavy law you is flying based on Chira, the Shatisra Bamasi. It's considered like you have the Kedusha based on Chira today, so therefore there'll be an Issa Bamas. If you shech the Tachut, you'll be Yosha, or be Chayef. Rashi Shama Potagamor says, why Kedusha Rishon the Kishlof Lashaita, but Voloi Kishlof Lovoi? You do not have the Kedusha b'zman hazeh. So Mela, since there's no Kedusha based on Yiddish right now, there'll be no Issa Bamas. Therefore, there's no Issa Shkut Echut. Gemara says, Bechur Neima, let's say, that Plukta the Reb Lezer for Yeshua Kemispagi. Chur, this Torah Machloki is between Reb Lezer and Yeshua, if there's a Kedusha based on Yiddish Bezman Azir or not. It's not, we learn like this. Omar Reb Yelezer, Reb Lezer says, he shall your brain in the Hechel, when you start to build in the Hechel, as she says, it means Bimei Ezra, but Abai is a Sheini, or Yoysen Kuroyim the Hechel used to make curtains in the Hechel, and Kloyim the Azorus used to make curtains in the Azorus also. But to know exactly where the Mechitzas are, hell, the difference was, Sheh the Hechel, when used to build the Hechel, right in the Chutz, the workers used to be standing outside, and at least the spouse will go inside. Well, the Azorus, when they're building inside the Azorus, right in the Chutz, then they will be building inside. That's the Loch of Reb Elazar. This is what Reb Elazar said. Now, Omer Reb Yeshua, Yeshua says, though, Shemat, you heard over, show you my reason that they could bring a korban today, Apo Pi Shein Bayis, even though there's no Beis Hamikdash. In other words, the Kedusha Rishon is still Kitcha, so it's still considered like you have the Kedusha Beis Hamikdash here. The same thing, the Eichlam Kachi Kadoshim, Apo Pi Shein Kloyim, the Ladi Kachi Kadoshim today, it has the Kedusha of the Azara. Kachim Kalamu, my Sashen, Apo Pi Shein Kloyim. Igri Kachim Kalamu, my Sashen, Yishalayim. Even though there's no wolf is flying. Why? Rabbi Shua says clearly that may Shekdusha Rishayna Kitchen Lashaita, the kitchen loss of love. The Kedusha is still here. The Chur Alav, isn't it? The Chlad Reb Lezer serve a lay kitchen. The Chur Reb Samachlekes Reb Lezer and Yabbi Shua. The Chur Reb Lezer Agas and Yabbi Shua. So I'm going to read more about it. Even if the doctor actually know, Nimai, who told you that? Gumma may be the Kuli Yalma, Kedusha Rishayna Kitchen Lashaita, the kitchen loss of love. Could even maybe Reb Lezer agrees that the Kedusha Rishayna is Kitchen Loss of Lovoi. That's not the Machlokes. Just Umar Madi Shmi Lekomar, Umar Madi Shmi Lekomar. Each one is just saying over what he heard. This is what Reb Lezer heard, that when they're building the base of Midrash, they used to build the curtains there. but not the Pshat of Dusha was not here. Havadik Dusha was here. And Rashi says the Havamina was like, for what purpose do you have to make Kaloyim? Rashi says that was the Mokan Chayma, and they had to make a new Kedusha. Mashma, the Havamina was, they had to make a new Kedusha. So now we're interested to know, even according to Rabbi Lezer, it could be they did not have to make a new Kedusha. The first Kedusha is still here. And so the most question now is, so, the Chitayma Kaloyim of Rabbi Lezer, normally, how come they had to build the Kaloyim? Like, if the first Kedusha was still here, why did they have to put the Kaloyim, the curtains around for? If it wasn't for the purpose of making a new Kedusha right now. So what's the economy? It could be the Tznus Diyama. It was only there for Tznus, for privacy. That's all. But not because you had to make a new Kedusha. It could be the first Kedusha was Kitzel HaShayt and Kitzel HaShayt. Now the Gemara says, Itno, read like this. Hamala V'yein Boi Kizayis. You're burning Kachim outside, but you don't have the Kizayis of the meat. But V'yetzeh Maslim of Kizayis. But a bone, part of this meat, is mashrim. Now together you have a gezayis with the bone and the meat. So if you're not mechayit, you chayif alo yischutz. But if you're not potter, no, you potter. If you're not mechayit, chiburi, erlin to erlin. Since this bone is attached to the meat that you're burning, it's a cigarette part of the meat, so you have a gezayis here. But if you're not potter, chiburi, erlin, lav, erlin, doni, this bone that's attached is not a cigarette part of the meat. Therefore, you do not have the gezayis of meat. There's no Issa, no Issa. Boy, you rub, love Issa, shall I like this.